In today's Mishnah, we learn the 12th and 13th Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechta Avot. The Mishnah begins, Hillel v'Shama kiblu behem. So, but Hillel and Shammai received from Shammai of Avtalion. We begin with Hillel. Hillel Omer. Hillel said, Havei mitalmidav shel Aharon. One should be like one of the students of Aharon. So the Rima Toledo, he explains that it should be clear for one's actions. People say, ah, this person, the way he's behaving, he's recognized as being one of the students of Aharon. In other words, we're learning from the person's message, and it's executed in such a way that as one who has been a Talmud of his, a student of Aharon HaKohen himself. So what are these traits? First is Ohev Shalom. One should love peace. V'rodef Shalom, and also pursue peace. So Rabbi Yonah says that these are two aspects. Ohev Shalom is an attribute one has internally in his heart, and the other one, Rodef, is actually that should be translated into action. There are famous stories that brought down of Avod Rebbe Natan of Aharon HaKohen. He used to see people that were fighting and go to each of the parties independently and try and encourage them to make up by describing the apparent foe as regretting his position and being really upset about the argument. So eventually, once each party would be in front of one another, their attitudes to each other were different, and they'd eventually make up. The next missionary then continues as well, Ohevat Abriut, one has to love Abriut, meaning people, Umakaravan la Torah, and bring them closer to Torah. What's interesting here, the Nitziv points out the juxtaposition of the two, Ohevat Abriut and being followed by Makarim and the Torah, seems to imply that Ohev HaBriot means everybody, even people that are not B'nai Torah, even those that have not yet been, if you like, Makarived, they are still those that have to be loved. What's interesting as well, the Tiferet Yisrael says, well, the two also go together from another perspective. One cannot be successful in bringing people closer to Torah if they do not have a deep love of people in general. In other words, it's a prerequisite, you have to show such love for individuals, and that's how you would have an impact in the world of, if you like, the world of Kirov. Let's learn the 13th mission. The mission begins. He would also say this, referring to Hillel. Negad Shma Avad Shma. If someone tries to increase his name to try and attain greater kavod, Avad Shma, he will, in other words, he's trying to take kavod and seize kavod, a respect that he doesn't yet deserve. What's going to happen is he'll end up losing the respect he has earned for himself at the level he is. This is Udlum Mosif Yasif. If one does not increase his learning, then he will Yasif. He will lose that which he has learnt already. Or d'lo yalif, someone who doesn't learn at all, katala chayav. That is even worse than someone who has simply learnt and doesn't increase learning. Someone who does not learn at all, he is chayav mita. He is liable to death, it says. It would be the direct translation. Because not learning Torah, he has no zechut l'chayim, he has no merit in his life. So it's necessary for a Jew to engage in Torah. It's essential for his neshama. And the final one, the Dishtamesh Bataga, someone who tries to using Kati's explanation here, it's a bit of a discussion, but the Keter Torah, the crown of Torah, so he uses, for example, he's a Rav or he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's using this for his own personal benefit, almost like a tool of his trade to increase his wealth or things like that, then Chalaf, will Yachlof from the world, he will simply pass from the world. Interestingly here, the Rashbaz points out, we find this Mishnah is actually written in Aramaic, unlike the previous Mishnahs we see, and he explains, Rashbaz explains that Hillel made Aliyah, he moved from Bavel to Eretz Israel, and in Bavel, clearly the common spoken language was Aramaic, and therefore he suggests that this was a statement that Hillel had on his mind, even in his earlier days, even when he was in Bavel, and he carried this statement, Nagachma Abachma Deloya Mosif Yasif, or Deloya Yalif Katle Chayab, which is Shemesh Favre Chalaf, he carried them with him all his days. So is the Mishnah today.